Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you again for your wonderful word, your word that works effectively in us that believe and transforms our life and fills us with wonder and beauty as we feast from your table, feast from the goodness of your provision for us as your children, Lord. So bless us this morning, Lord, with the entrance of your word that brings light and life, your God quality of life, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 119 from verse 153 to 160 from the TPT translation. Look upon all my misery and come, be my hero to rescue me, for I will never forget what you've revealed to me. Take my side and defend me in these sufferings. Redeem me and revive me just like you promised you would. The wicked are so far from salvation, for they could not care less about your message of truth. Your tender mercies are what I need, O God. Give me back my life again through the revelation of your judgments. I've so many enemies who persecute me, yet I won't swerve from following your ways. I grieve when I see how the faithless ones live, for they just walk away from your promises. Lord, see how much I truly love your instructions. So in your tender kindness, breathe life into me again. The sum total of all your words adds up to absolute truth, and every one of your righteous decrees is everlasting.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful. I think of Jesus' words there where he says to his disciples in John 14, I will come live with you, and the Father will come and we'll make our home with you and reveal ourselves to you. And then Judas, not Iscariot, says, how will you come and reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And then he gives the key there, because you will love my word, and that's why I will come and reveal myself to you. So that's the secret. And in the psalm, we just read this morning, the portion, the eight scriptures, we see what makes the difference between a believer and an unbeliever. What's the difference between someone that loves Christ and someone that loves the world? The difference is those that love Christ abide in his word, dwell in his word, feast upon his word, because his word makes him real. He can back up his words. The word, his word is what he watches over. And so that's the difference. Here we see that the unrighteous run away from his word. They don't know his word. They swerve from following his ways. And so our place of protection, our place of nourishment, our place of encouragement is just in the word. So we stay in the word. We meditate upon it day and night. And we don't go sit in the seat of the scoffer or walk in the way of the sinner. Our delight is on God's laws, his truth, his great love that's revealed to us morning by morning. Amen. So be blessed as you just stay in the secret place of the Most High. And so you abide in the shadow of the Almighty. All the favor of Psalm 91 is upon you. And the secret is abiding in Christ, letting his word abide in us, and we desire and we ask, and it's given to us, and so we bear much fruit. Abide is the key. Stay abiding, my brothers and sisters, because God loves you, and you are showing your love by abiding. And be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.